Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit fats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Stephen Foster was America's first great songwriter. He was the first to try to make a living as a professional, and although he died in poverty, he left behind a legacy of great songs that millions of Americans still know.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
In the 1840s, Foster was studying to be an engineer, but he was already writing songs. In the middle of the decade, he moved from his boyhood home in Pennsylvania to become a bookkeeper for his brother's company in Cincinnati. At that point, his early successes at songwriting convinced him to pursue a career in music. In 1846, he published his first song, a sentimental courting song entitled Open Thy Lattice, Love. And in 1848, he had his first great success with O Susanna, which soon became the anthem of the California Gold Rush. Music publishers cleaned up on profits from the song because copyrights and contracts gave songwriters little protection. Foster earned a total of $100 from it. Thomas Hampson sings Open Thy Lattice, Love, and Bob Flesher follows with O Susanna.
Open thy lattice, love, listen to me. The cool balmy breeze is abroad on the sea. The moon like a queen roams her realms of blue, and the stars keep their vigils in heaven for you. Ere morn's gushing light tips the hills with its ray, away o'er the waters, away and away. Then open thy lattice, love, listen to me, while the moon's in the sky and the breeze on the sea. Open thy lattice, love, listen to me. In the voyage of life, love, our pilot will be. He'll sit at the helm wherever we rove, and steer by the lodestar he kindled above. He shall for a shallop will cut the bright spray, or skim like a bird o'er the waters away. Then open thy lattice, love, listen to me, while the moon's in the sky and the breeze on the sea.
Come from Alabama with a banjo.
Thomas Hampson, Open Thy Lattice, Love, and Bob Flesher, O Susanna. This is Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. And before there was a Great American Songbook, more than any other songwriter, there was Stephen Foster. After O Susanna became his first hit, he signed contracts with a music publisher and with the Christie Minstrels. During this period, he wrote some of his most famous and best-loved songs. He called the songs he wrote for blackface minstrel shows Ethiopian songs. He wrote simple melodies for them and wrote lyrics in African-American dialect. The slaves he portrayed were simple and good-natured, the dominant stereotype of the minstrel show, the ducks with Camptown races and the Halloran singers with Nellie Bly.
Camptown ladies sing a song. Camptown racetrack 5 miles long. I go down there with my hat caved in. I come back home with a pot full of tin.
Clients run on the
long tail filly and the big black horse. They fly the track and they both cut across. The blind are sticking in a big mud hole. Can't touch a barn with a 10-foot pole.
The Ducks with Camptown Races and the Halloran Singers with Nellie Bly. Over the next few years, Foster grew ambivalent about writing minstrel songs. He needed the money, but he also began to portray African Americans as human beings capable of a wide range of emotions: love, joy, melancholy, nostalgia. The crude caricatures of his early songs disappeared. He told Christy that he planned to write songs that would try, in his words, to build up taste among refined people by making words suitable to their taste, instead of the trashy and offensive words which belong to many minstrel songs. Old Uncle Ned from 1848 used the kind of language Foster would try to escape. Nellie Was a Lady from the very next year portrays a lament of a slave for his dead beloved. It was the first song by a white composer for a white audience in which blacks appear as a loving husband and wife. Brian Mark and David Van Viersblick, Old Uncle Ned, and River Wheel with Nellie Was a Lady.
Oh, there was an old darky, and they call him Uncle Ned, but he died long ago, and he had no wool on the top of his head in the place where the wool ought to grow.
Then lay down the shovel and the hoe,
and hang up the fiddle and the bow. No more hard work for poor Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. No more hard work for poor Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go.
Oh, his fingers were long like the cane in the brake, and he had no eyes for to see. He had no teeth to eat the corn cake, so he had to let the corn cake be.
Then lay down the shovel and the hoe,
and hang up the fiddle and the bow. No more hard work for poor old Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. No more hard work for poor old Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go.
When Uncle Ned died, Massa took it very bad. The tears, they run down like the rain. Old Missus turned pale and she gets very sad, 'cause she never see Uncle Ned again.
Then lay down the shovel and the hoe,
and hang up the fiddle and the bow. No more hard work for poor old Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. No more hard work for poor old Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go.
Down on a Mississippi floating, long time I traveled on the way. All night the cottonwood I told it, and I sang for my true love all the day. Nellie was a lady, last night she died. Tolled the bell for loving her, my dark Virginia bride. Now I'm unhappy and I'm weeping. Can't tote the cottonwood no more. Last night while Nellie lay asleeping, death came knocking at the door. Nellie was a lady, last night she died.
tolled the bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride. Before the sun began to rise, close by the margin of the water, where the long weeping willow grows, there lay Virginia's lovely daughter. There she and death may find repose. She died, tolled the bell for loving Nell, my dark Virginia bride. Down in the meadow amongst the clover, I walk with my Nellie by my side. She died, tolled the bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride.
Brian Mark and David Van Viersblick, Old Uncle Ned, and River Wheel, Nellie Was a Lady. At first impression, Ring Ring the Banjo was pure fun. As Willie Nelson sang more than a century later, you just can't play a sad song on the banjo. But listen more closely to the lyric, to hear about a slave escape when the river runs high so the bloodhounds can't pick up his trail. He'll follow the Underground Railroad to freedom in the North. The Robert Shaw Chorale, Ring, Ring the Banjo.
Oh, ring, oh, ring, oh, ring, oh, oh, ring, the banjo, ring, ring, oh, 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 ring, the banjo, ring, ring, oh, ring. The time is never dreary if the docking never groans. The rain is never weary if the rattle of the bones. They come again, Susanna, the guest I love the moon. We'll come to your piano for the banjo's out of room. Ring, ring, banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, where it is long. Ring, ring, banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, where it is long. Oh, never come to the bubbles, what is water in the spring? Does now we have no troubles, I've got this song to sing. The beauties of creation will never lose their charm. While I roam the old plantation, hear the true love of my arm. Ring, ring, the banjo, I like the old song. The song again, my true love, when it begins so long.
Ring, ring the banjo,
oh, I like that good old song. Ring again, banjo, in my true love. Oh, where you been?
The Robert Shaw Chorale, Ring, Ring the Banjo. Stephen Foster's most famous song also fits within this same group of Ethiopian songs. Unlike songs like Nellie Bly and Ring, Ring the Banjo that portray the experience of slavery, Old Folks at Home is removed by time and distance. Its emotion is at the center of the singer's life and explains the song's universal appeal for more than 150 years. The ex-slave has become a wanderer who yearns to return to what he has given up to be free. His home, his youth, his family, and his own happiness are gone. What he does is roam. David Ball with Old Folks at Home.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the
David Ball, Old Folks at Home. Foster wrote Old Folks at Home in 1851. By now, the musical style of his minstrel songs had come to resemble the more elegantly melodic style of his parlor ballads. He was no longer writing lyrics in dialect and began to refer to his songs as American melodies, whether intended for the parlor or the minstrel stage. He told Christie that he no longer wanted them performed in a broad comic manner. He wanted them done in what he called a pathetic manner, that is, in a way that would engender compassion for the characters he created. To suggest their higher tone, he also began to refer to them as plantation songs, regardless of where they were performed. Old Folks at Home was written for the stage, but Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair was for the parlor. Robert White, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, and then the New York Vocal Ensemble, My Old Kentucky Home. Robert White, Jeannie with the light brown hair, and the New York vocal ensemble, My Old Kentucky Home. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. European poets who also wrote songs, such men as Robert Burns and Thomas Moore, were influencing songwriters in America, including Stephen Foster. He was drawn to their elegance and what he called their refinement. It was the sort of thing he wanted to write, even though they earned nowhere near as much as his minstrel and plantation songs. This is one of the loveliest of them, Thomas Hampson, Gentle Annie.
Thou wilt come no more, gentle Annie, like a flower thy spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many that have bloomed in the summer of my heart. Shall we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain, have roamed and loved mid the bowers, when thy downy cheeks were in their bloom. Now I stand alone mid the flowers, while they mingle their perfumes o'er thy tomb. Shall we never more behold thee, never hear voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain. Sad while I ponder near the silent spot where thou art laid, and my heart bows down when I wander by the streams and the meadows where we strayed. shall we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again. When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain, when the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain.
Thomas Hampson, Gentle Annie. Most of Foster's songs were examples of the popular song types of his time, though he wrote Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair for his wife, and Hard Times Come Again No More reflected the circumstances of his life in the mid-1850s. He and his wife separated for a while, and then 2 years later, in 1855, both his parents and a close friend died. He wrote few songs, and his debts increased. This song from the same year reflects his personal difficulties. Kate and Anna McGarrigle, Hard Times Come Again No More. Kate and Anna McGarrigle, Hard Times Come Again No More. Through the 1850s, Foster wrote mainly sentimental ballads, but as the Civil War neared, he returned to writing plantation songs. He no longer had a contract with a music publisher, and he had sold all the future rights to his songs to pay off his debts. In 1860, he wrote one of his most important songs. We find what appears to be its racial condescension offensive, but listen past the attitudes that reflect its time rather than ours. It begins to sound like a secular spiritual, with praise for the noble laborer as he nears the end of his life and longs to be reunited with those he loves in a better place. It's easy to be put off by the condescension. It's more important to see what else is there. The Robert Shaw Chorale, Old Black Joe. The Robert Shaw Chorale, Old Black Joe. Foster had been living in Pittsburgh for much of his career, but in 1860 he moved to New York with his wife and daughter. His fortunes diminished so dramatically that by 1862 his family returned to Pennsylvania, while he remained in New York to try to earn some money. He began to work with lyricist George Cooper, whose humorous lyrics were very popular in music halls and theaters in the 1870s and 80s. The songs had rapid tempos and comic lyrics reminiscent of their contemporaries Gilbert and Sullivan, but also look ahead to the patter of vaudeville. The battle of the sexes within marriage has been the source of humor for centuries. Jan de Gaetani, Mr. and Mrs. Brown, and Thomas Hampson, My Wife is a Most Knowing Woman.
So, Mr. Brown, you've come at last. I'm sure it's after two.
Dear Mrs. Brown, your clock is fast. I know as well as you.
All right, you good for nothing. You have idle eyes to see.
No, madam, what I say is true.
If it were not for him, I'd really die of fright.
But well, if it were not for him, you'd
really die of fright.
for I have been away. Now, madam, you will drive me mad, we part this very day. You know it is my business, ma'am, that keeps me at the store. And if I could have sooner come, I'd been here long before.
You know it is my business, ma'am, that keeps you at the store.
If anyone sits up with you, hereafter it's myself.
If anyone sits up with me, hereafter it's myself.
Oh, Mary Brown, oh, Mary Brown, our needles evermore.
She's a most knowing woman. She always is finding me out. She never will hear explanations, but instantly puts me to rout. There's no use to try to deceive her if out with my friends night or day. In the most inconceivable manner, she tells where I've been right away. She says that I'm mean and inhuman. Oh, my wife is a most knowing woman. Would have been hung up for witchcraft if she had lived sooner, I know. There's no hiding anything from her. She knows what I do, where I go. And if I come in after midnight and say I have been to the lodge, oh, she says, while she flies in a fury, now don't think to play such a dodge. It's all very fine, but won't do, man. Oh, my wife is a most knowing woman. Not often I go out to dinner and come home a little so-so. I try to creep up through the hallway as still as a mouse on tiptoe. She's sure to be waiting up for me, and then comes a nice little scene. What you tell me, you're sober, you wretch, you. Now don't think that I am so green. My life is quite worn out with you, man. My wife is a most knowing woman. She knows me much better than I do. Her eyes are like those of a lynx. For how she discovers my secrets is a riddle would puzzle a sphinx. On fair days when we go out walking, if ladies look at me askance, in the most harmless way, I assure you, my wife gives me, oh, such a glance, and says, all these insults you'll rue, man. Oh, my wife is a most knowing woman. Yep, I must give all of my friends up. If I would live happy and quiet, one might as well live neath a tombstone as live in confusion and riot. This life, we all know, is a short one, while some tongues are long, heaven knows. And a miserable life is a husband's who numbers his wife with his foes. I'll stay at home now like a true man, for my wife is a most knowing woman.
Jan de Gaetani, Mr. and Mrs. Brown, and Thomas Hampson, My Wife is a Most Knowing Woman. Stephen Foster died in a rundown hotel room on the Bowery in New York. He had 41 cents in his pockets. Soon after he died, Beautiful Dreamer, one of his most beautiful and beloved songs, was published. A quiet, serene song about a beloved who may be sleeping, who may have died. It is one of the songs of Stephen Foster that survives in American memory. This is Robert White.
Are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I
Robert White, Beautiful Dreamer. Stephen Foster wrote more than 100 songs in his short career. He was 37 when he died. Many of them are gone from memory, but a surprising number remain. That's the good news, especially since he was America's first great songwriter. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
When it would drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go, fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking, just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me. Fascinating rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.